good afternoon. A major operation to break up a platform which distributed child pornography, Operation Stream, coordinated by Europol and led by Germany, has resulted in 79 arrests in several countries around the world, 16 of which were here in Spain. The perpetrators allegedly brought access to the dark web platform with cryptocurrencies. The National Police carried out the operations in Alicante, Almeria, Barcelona, Madrid, Malaga, Murcia and Valencia, amongst others. The investigation was carried out in a total of 38 countries, and along with the 79 arrests, 1,393 people have been identified. Some of those arrested not only accessed the platform, but also allegedly abused children. The platform operated as a repository for videos of child sexual exploitation and was continuously growing as users uploaded their own contributions. During the police operation, more than 3,000 electronic devices have been seized globally, and a total of 39 minors have been put under protection. The impact of the series of tariffs announced by US President Donald Trump on Wednesday may have a negative impact on Spanish gross domestic product of various tenths of a percentage point, so the economy minister Carlos Cuerpo said this morning. He said Spain's direct exposure to the US is lower than other European Union members, but the slower world trade may harm other economies around the world and, indirectly, Spain. The government yesterday announced a financial package of loans and direct aid worth 14.1 billion euros to help companies weather the impact of the new US tariffs, one of the few major economies to offer a concrete solution. The government yesterday officially ended the Golden Visa program, bringing to a close 12 years of offering residency to real estate investors. The scheme, launched in 2013 to attract foreign capital in the aftermath of the financial crisis, and granted residency permits to those who purchased property worth at least 500,000 euros. The government said 90% of the purchases were concentrated in high-demand areas such as Barcelona, Madrid, Malaga, Alicante, Valencia and the Balearic Islands, where rising housing costs have squeezed local residents. Some 14,500 golden visas were granted, according to the government figures. Most beneficiaries came from China, Russia, the UK, the US, Ukraine, Iran, Venezuela and Mexico. And a rumour has resurfaced in football that Cristiano Ronaldo could soon become the new owner of the Valencia Football Club. The Portuguese superstar's long-standing relationship with the current owner, Peter Lim, has reignited discussions across social media and fan circles. The strongest claim came from a local journalist who wrote Cristiano will be the next owner of Valencia if the team stays in La Liga. Since then, social media has been buzzing with theories and debates. So far, no official statement has been made by Ronaldo or his representatives, and the club has remained silent regarding any potential change of ownership. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.